Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Roger playing Arendir.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Hark playing Taluga.
All right, guys. We got a real fun one coming up. Let's do a recap. We'll get right into it. Last time on Dicey Situations, we caught up with the Chaos crew after their deadly battle with a Mind Flayer bounty hunter. Taluga made a hard choice and put down his terrible tenants after they nearly encroached on the remaining section of their vehicle. After loading up on snacks, the gang took a much-deserved rest in Petra's apartment. In the morning, Taluga tapped into his cleric abilities and created an astral bridge into Arendir's soul coin, and the boys jumped into their fallen friend's memories. Finding themselves in a dark forest in Arendir's mind, the Chaos crew took on some surprising new elven forms. As they dashed to the front lines of Solaria's western front, they found a troop of cowering Corellis soldiers who informed them that a young Captain Arendir was alone fighting off rampaging werewolves. Zipping across the battlefield, they caught up with Bleebly's Templar and leapt into the fray to help him fight off the beastmen. The Chaos crew made short work of the pack of werebeasts and were able to bring Arendir back to his senses. Using his newfound godly power, Steel was able to finally revive their fallen friend and return to the world of the living. After a hard talk from the Plope and some much-needed therapy with Cobbler, Arendir finds himself ready to accept the trauma of his past and forge a new path forward in his service to Bleebly. With one ally saved, we now find our heroes inside Petch's soul coin, ready for the most dangerous game of all, soccer. Alright, the crowd roars as you all find yourselves on the pitch of a massive soccer stadium. Panting, running up to the middle of the field.
Oh, thank God you guys are here. I'm dying out here. I've been by myself. They're scoring all these freaking goals on me. I ain't got no goalie. Hey, how you guys doing? It's me, Petch.
Hey, Petch.
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 We're in FIFA?
Oh, my God, Petch. We're in FIFA.
Wait, we're in FIFA?
We're in FIFA. My version of purgatory is I can't score no freaking goals.
Oh, don't worry, buddy. And then I'm going to use my disguise self, my masquerade tattoo.
Uh-huh.
I want to become a perfect replica of Pele, but neon green.
Unbelievable. A neon green Pele stands there. What do the rest of you guys look like in your little soccer uniforms?
I believe Arendir has like a... He's got like the shortest shorts. Just like...
His tips hanging out.
There's a nice bulge.
Oh, all right.
There's bulge going on.
Perfect. That's what the crowd's here for.
Showing off the guns.
Unbelievable.
Tight top.
Yep. In goal, how are you looking over there, Taluga?
I just got big gloves, and I'm like looking at my hands. I have so many other arms I can use. I need so many pairs of gloves.
Theo, how are you feeling?
Theo just looks like a normal soccer player, just with a nice flowing ponytail.
Yeah, you have like the like gym class outfit. Like you have like just like
it's like the mesh top.
Yeah,
totally. Like over a t-shirt.
Can you guys all quick make perception checks for me?
It's a nat 1.
17.
6.
22.
Theo, you're pretty overwhelmed right now. You look around and there's just like screaming Italians and the French and Germans in the crowd. They're all yelling at you, these strange humans from an alternate world. Anyway, it's just a lot. It's a lot going on with that now one.
I don't like being here, guys.
But Arendir and Glebnor, you guys look over and you can see on the sideline wearing a tiny suit. Reggie is screaming in the face of the other of the ref.
Come on, what are we doing here? My guys are, this is bullshit. This is a...
You see that he's trying to like argue with the ref because there are two members of your team that are currently in like a penalty jail. And you can see that there are two earth elementals in their little mechanic outfits that are trapped inside of a small little prison.
What did they do? What, they rough things up a little bit? Come on, let them out.
Chaos is unfolding, and you look down the field as, like, zipping very, very quickly. You can see that there are four of these quicklings, these tiny little fey creatures that are zooming up the... I was going to say battlefield, but it's just a field. A pitched field at you. You can see that one in the front is dribbling a little soccer ball made of stone as he's zooming toward the way. We're actually going to start with Taluga, though, in net. What would you like to do with your first turn?
I'm like, they aren't ready for what I got. And I'm just going to explode real quick and two more pairs of arms come out.
Yeah, Taluga has his ink tattoo, has made two big inky arms, very buff. And he also is rocking his giant white crab claws.
Will the quicklings have to make a save? against the Crab Claws?
They're too far away, unfortunately. They're all the way at the other end of the field.
All right.
We are using standard soccer field lengths here. There's a 360 feet to the other end of the other net. I don't know a lot of soccer terms, so if I'm stumbling a bit here, it's because I'm making this up all on the spot. Okay. Theo, it is your turn. I will say, basically about 30 feet away from you, you can see the first quickling that is juggling the ball is heading right towards you. If you would like to try to steal the ball from them, you can either make an athletics or acrobatics check to zoom up and try to steal the ball from this little quickling as he's trying to like dip around everybody.
Question.
Yes.
Do I have...
Feel free to ask as many stupid questions as you like today. This is going to be super loosey-goosey.
Do I have all my feet abilities?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to turn invisible and then run right for the quickling that has the ball. And I'm going to try and steal it. And I'm assuming with
advantage. Yeah.
Yeah. I have advantage because of being invisible.
Theo, you run up to about the middle of the field. And this little quickling is trying to zip around you as you disappear in shadow. And he kind of looks around. Go ahead. Make your
16.
16. Okay. Let's see here.
I rolled really bad.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Let's see. The quickling is going to make an acrobatics check here to try to dodge out of the way. Only a 9. Coming out of invisibility, slide tackling this quickling. Theo, you now have the ball.
Just going to be like, Klebdor, keep going. And then I'm going to basically pass it to him. As
sure, as he runs up.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Like to... For whenever it's his turn.
Perfect. Glebnor, you are next.
Oh, okay.
All right. Did the events of Arendir's adventure stick?
Yeah. In what sense?
When we came back out, would I go back to being fully long rested? Or do I keep my damage that I gained as the phony baloney elf?
Keep your damage you've gained, because there's not going to be a lot of like...
Do I get my spell slots back?
I'll give you your spell slots back.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
I'm assuming shots on goal count against the AC of the goalie.
So what's going to happen is, basically, you need to get within 30 feet of the goal to take a shot. They're going to have to make a dexterity saving throw against your attack.
Okay. All right. I don't need my spells then.
Okay.
I'll take the key.
Past the halfway point of the map here, Theo is kind of like juggling the ball. There's this quickling just ate shit in the dirt.
It was past the halfway point?
Yes.
And we're heading toward the opposing net?
Heading toward the opposing net.
I'm going to bonus action dash.
Okay.
While juggling the ball, dribbling, what do we call it?
So go ahead.
Kicking it along.
Make a, Theo, how about you make a acrobatics check to kick it to Glebnor?
18.
Okay, perfect. You can see one of the other quicklings went to dive to get the ball, but it soars right over his head. Glebnor, you currently have the ball.
Okay, I'm going to bonus action dash.
Okay, so you're about 100 feet up.
So I can go 50, because that's going to half my movement, correct?
Yes. So if your bonus action, I guess you could. Oh, yeah. So another thing I have to point out here, carrying the ball will half your movement.
Yeah. So I go my full 50 because I'm using dash.
Perfect.
And then what do I see?
You've gone past one of these defenders. The goalie on the opposite net will say he's about 100 feet away from you. If you want to use another action to dash, you can take it another 50.
Is there anybody? Closer. Where's Aaron Deere?
Arendir is behind you guys. He's say like a little bit on your end of the pitch, past the halfway point.
I guess I'll dash again.
Within
50.
The quicklings look in horror as you have zoomed all the way across the field. This little gooey Pele just sprinting. Unbelievable. Okay, here. Let me see. And you blow by their defenders. You get within 50 feet of the goal.
And hold.
And you wait to see if anyone can catch up to you. I think you have realized very quickly, though, that you are so much faster than the rest of your team. And you have zoomed right on by everyone.
Shit!
That is Petch's turn. He's like, oh, thank God. I mean, Bleebly. Am I right? He is going to use his full movement to dash. He's going to get about 60. He passes you, Theo. And you can see he gets up to another quickling defender on his side, and he's like, get out of here, idiot, we're gonna score on you, stupid. He's just trying to intimidate that guy. Arendir, that is your turn.
God, I love Petch. Is there any of those What are they called? Quicklings?
Quicklings, yeah.
Is there any one of those near me?
With your movement, you could get to... There's a Quickling on Theo and a Quickling on Petch. With your movement, you can get to either of
basically,
them.
Basically, I kind of want to play, like, Defender.
Perfect.
Like, since I'm already far back and...
Yeah, gotcha.
Glebnor's got this handled. Yeah. Glebnor and Bleebly. Yeah, is there any Quicklings on our side of the field?
Not yet, because they were coming from the opposite end. Okay. If you want, you can hold your action to maybe, like, trip somebody or something if they go by. Up to you.
Which one's the closest one to me?
The closest one to you is the one that is kind of, they got eight shit in front of Theo. He's about 30 feet from you.
Perfect. I'm going to cast Thaumaturgy.
Okay.
And I'm going to cause harmless tremors in the ground for 1 minute around him.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Make an intimidation check for me. I'll let you with advantage because you're using Thaumaturgy.
Thaumaturgy is goofy.
Yeah, it sure does.
Dude, who thought that would ever come in handy?
And you can stack up to three of them.
Yeah.
Nine.
You yell this Quickling on the ground, who's trying to get up, but the ground is wicked shaky. His little legs are kind of wobbling around a little bit. Okay, that is the Quickling's turns.
Then I'm just going to kind of move in position to, like kind of in the in the middle of, like, kind of where the goal is, like, essentially. Perfect. Our goal.
Yeah, you're kind of holding down the center of the field here. That is the Quickling's turns. They're very fast, so... two of them are going to, they have 120 feet movement speed. They're going to zoom over to Glebnor and try to steal the ball.
See what I'm talking about? This is bullshit. They're way faster than us. It feels cheap.
Glebnor, can you make two dexterity saving throws for me, if you wouldn't mind?
With advantage because of danger
with
sense?
With advantage because of danger sense.
Nat 20 and a 21.
Okay.
I mean, those are my first two rolls. I don't think I need to keep going.
What did you get with your Nat 20? What was the total?
27.
With my Nat 20, it's only a 26.
Eat it.
So nice. You two, these two Quicklings, they zoom back into defense because they've seen that this green Pele is going right for the goal line. and you see one dives at Glebnor. You open up your body, he goes right through you. And one goes for your legs and just totally misses as you kind of juggle the ball in place and keep out of the way.
I'm a natural.
You are a natural. The one in front of Petch is going to try to push Petch. It's like, hey, get off me, you little freak. Leave me finger alone, jerk. He's going to make an athletics check.
Does Reggie see this?
Yeah. It's like, come on, the ref, what is this? He's screaming at him. Petch stiff arms the Quickling and pushes him in the ground.
My friends are here now, you stupid idiot. I freaking hate you.
And the one that is on Theo is going to do the same thing. Theo, give me an acrobatics or athletics check, if you wouldn't mind.
It's a nat 20 for a 28.
Oh my god.
Same thing. This guy he gets up from the tremors. He goes to kind of elbow you, and you just, like, push him on the ground.
Can I just look at him and too slow?
Make a performance check with advantage real quick.
18 with advantage.
With an 18, you can see a bunch of, like, French dudes in the crowd. They're like, oh, he's amazing! Look at this guy! Unbelievable! Crowd loves it. Taluga, that is your turn. Because you were way back in the goal, I mean, you can kind of get crazy here. What would you like to do back there?
I have some plans.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
So, I was reading up on Create or Destroy Water.
Okay.
And when I upcast it, I can create another 10 gallons of water. So I could create 20 gallons of water.
Okay.
Or add 5 more feet to the... the cube.
What is the range on this?
30-foot cube.
Okay.
30 feet away.
Okay.
So I want to hold my action to cast Create Water. If any striker comes close, I dump 20 gallons of water on them.
So you can see as, like, it's kind of hard to see because it's such a long field, but you look way down there. Glebnor looks like he's getting swarmed by defenders, but he has the ball, and you're holding a little rain cloud in the middle of the field, just floating right in front of your goal line.
If it looks like they're about to take a shot, I'm dumping 20 gallons of water.
Unbelievable. Perfect. Okay, that is Theo.
All right.
You got one of these little defenders on you. You're kind of, like, right near Arendir, and you can see... Let me just get some distance here for myself. Glebnor is about 90 feet away, dealing with these two, these little Quickling defenders that are trying to steal the ball from him.
Do I have any of my items or none of my items?
Depends on the item.
I guess that's how I'm going to answer that question.
What you looking for, Bleep?
He pulls a shotgun.
I don't want any of my, like, weapons.
Yeah, I'll give you your silly items. How about that? Yeah.
So I have caltrops? Silly items.
I'll give you your caltrops.
Can I just throw a bunch around the... Because I have... What is it?
I love how you guys...
I have 20 bags of 20.
Okay.
So I want to take one bag of 20 and just throw them around the quickling that's on the ground. So when he gets up, he has to go through all that.
Oh, this guy is having a bad day.
Give me, I guess, maybe like a sleight of hand check so that the refs won't see.
Oh, no. It's a nat one, but I'm using a luck point. It's a nat one. I'm using my second luck point.
For the listening audience, if you didn't listen to our Christmas episode, we have 1,330 followers now.
19 on a sleight of hand.
Okay. You can see that as you're dropping the caltrops, the ref looks over to see what you're doing, and Reggie's like, hey, big guy, over here. Listen, I was talking to you, piece of shit. This is bullshit. My guys are sitting in over here in jail for no reason. They're just rocks. And yeah, he gets distracted by all that as you sprinkle caltrops all over the ground where this little quickling's standing.
And then I'm going to take 30 feet off towards Glibnor.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, as you sprinkle the caltrops, you then run by this defender, getting 30 feet closer to your friend here. Okay, perfect. Glebnor, that is your turn. You have the ball.
Bonus action dash right to the net. Take a shot.
Okay, perfect. Make two deck saves as these guys both try to trip you. You make with advantage.
12 on the first one. And then 23 on the other.
Okay, the guy got a 10 to try to... He goes to put his foot out, you leap right over him, you're bouncing the ball on your head as you're zooming toward the net. these defenders cannot hold you down. And Petra's like, he is a natural. I knew he could do this!
FIFA champion.
Make like your attack roll that you would normally make. Whatever your bonus is to your normal attack.
22?
Okay, 22 definitely hits the ball. Now roll damage as if you were doing your damage. You can add your sneak attack because why not?
8 and 6 is what?
14. 14. And how much movement do you have again with a dash?
50. I was right on the net.
Yeah, even with... You can definitely get it in there. I'm going to have my little quickling here. He's going to make a save. What was your attack roll for me one more time? Just so I know what he's trying to beat here.
22.
Damn it, I got to roll so high now.
And you wanted to be a goalie.
21.
Wow. Yeah! See, I'm running, I'm sliding on my knees.
The crowd,
I'm doing all the fucking soccer shit.
The crowd goes absolutely wild as Glebnor just jukes this goalie who dives into the ground, dirt and grass all in his face, as you fucking make the first goal of the game.
I'm going to pick up Petch.
Yeah.
Petch's like, wait, where is Petch?
This is where my soccer knowledge is going to get fucked up.
Because I'm arms stretched in the air, like fucking doing a victory lap.
Do you go back to the middle in soccer?
Yes, you do. Okay. Go back to the middle.
Just checking.
And then the team that you scored on starts with the ball.
Okay, perfect. All right, yeah, Petch is like, we're going to beat them! We're going to beat them! Oh, fuck you guys!
Glizzy's for all.
Glizzy's for all!
Right.
Yes!
Everyone! Yes! Free!
Well, I don't know about that, man. I mean, I got overhead I gotta deal with, but it's fine.
Damn it.
Okay. First goal is scored. We're gonna move everyone back to the middle of the field here. All right. Who would like to... And I guess, yeah, we'll start with the quicklings. They're gonna have the ball here. Petch is going to basically hold his action to see if he can trip somebody if they go by him. Arndir, that's your turn. The quicklings are gonna go next. What would you like to do?
How far away are they?
We'll say that you guys are basically now just 10 feet apart from each other.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's kind of back at the middle. You're 10 feet on your side, they're 10 feet on their side.
The one that has the ball, I'm gonna cast Thaumaturgy on him.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have him, so I can create an instantaneous sound that originates from a point of your choice within range, such as a rumble of thunder, the cry of a raven, or ominous whispers. So I'm going to have the sound originate from his coach and just say, like, you're such a disappointment. You're awful. Just give up right now.
Make a deception check with advantage.
Do I even need to be in goal?
Jesus. 5.
Oh, never mind.
With advantage, you said?
Yeah, with advantage.
Oh, okay.
You use a thaumaturgy.
Don't leave yet.
4.
Okay. Quicken looks around for a minute and is like, no. Shakes off your... You can definitely tell from your elven accent. This is not originating from his coach. And actually, you guys can all make a quick perception check for him if you wouldn't mind.
Nat 20.
17.
7.
Okay, the opposing coach is a very stuffy looking Arakocra. Looks like a little bald eagle. He's also
is
wearing
it Dougie?
A suit. No. Maybe like a Dougie relative.
Dougie.
He is fighting with your boy over there, Reggie. And you can see he looks furious and he's looking at his team like, why are you guys going so slow? Like, why? What is like broken the spirit of this little guy? But yeah, the Nat 20 just lets you know that, like, you know, there's a lot going on. I wish the Nat 20 was more fun for that, but it's you're just noticing the opposite coach.
Man, Reggie's really giving them the business.
Good. See, he's really putting his finger in his chest over and over again. all right, that is the Quicklings. The one with the ball, even though that the thaumaturgy didn't work, is like, well, is going to pass the ball over to his teammate. The teammate is going to try to zip by Theo. Theo, you go and make an opportunity attack if you wouldn't mind. You're going to make it a disadvantage, though, because they have an ability where they go so fast, basically, that it creates disadvantage for you.
Okay. Do I have to use a melee weapon or you do could, I if use you want, my range weapon to
you
hit?
You could do an acrobatics check, actually. Let's do that.
Okay.
They have a thing called blurred movement.
It's an 18 at disadvantage.
Okay, sick. This guy is running, he runs forward, the ball gets passed to him, but as he goes by Theo, you just stick your leg out, and you see, oh, as this guy goes face first into the ground. The ball goes loose.
Let's go out of bounds.
I think it's kind of just like on the field here. Theo, how about this? Make like a sleight of hand check. And I will have one of these other Quicklings will make one as well to try to steal it from you.
14.
About as low as I could probably expect from you, if I'm being totally honest. Ooh, yeah, 22. So you see, even though that guy just completely ate shit in front of you, the ball is over near the field and one of these Quicklings zips up and grabs it. He's going to move with the ball 60 feet toward the net. And Toluga, as he's running with the ball, he starts to get in range.
A couple drips on his forehead.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden,
he's not close enough yet. You see, he uses his movement with the ball to go as far as he can. And his last teammate is going to use their full movement to kind of run up. He passes the ball to him. Toluga, as he goes through, go ahead and do your water spell.
Yeah. So that's 20 gallons of water right on him. That's a lot of water, Ryan.
Okay. I'm going to say that definitely gives him disadvantage on the kick. So he zips forward, gets the ball, and right as he winds up his foot to kick, 20 gallons of water fall out of the sky and almost pancake him into the ground. That's a lot of water, and it's real heavy. He's going to do like a dinky kick here. So I'll basically make a deck saving throw to Luga. And I'll make my attack at disadvantage to see if I can get by here.
How would deflect missile work with ball? Or could I not?
I hadn't thought of that.
I did.
okay.
Would it be if I make the dex save, I could then...
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. All right, so it's a 16. So make a 16 dexterity saving throw for me.
At advantage or flat?
I rolled a disadvantage, I got a 16.
Okay, well, I rolled flat and got a 7.
Oh, no!
You could luck point it.
If you want to luck point it, you can.
Yeah, I got two of those. Let's luck point it. Let me do it again. I got a 16.
Okay, the ball zooms toward the net, and you use this new burst of blee-blee light to leap up and grab the ball out of the air right before it goes in the net. See, the Quicklings are like, ah! They're all looking at each other. They're like fighting with each other on the field. One is soaking wet now, covered in mud. I also say that the in front of your net now is basically difficult terrain because it's soaking wet.
It's going to slow the ball down if they try to kick it through there.
Hell yeah.
Good job, Plope.
All right, Toluga, it is now your turn. You have possession of the ball. You can see that the closest person to you would probably be Theo because he moved back a little bit here. But you can go ahead and make an athletics or acrobatics check. Tell me who you want to throw it to.
If he uses the key point to deflect missiles, can he throw it extra far?
So deflect missiles is a damage thing. I'd have to use the key point once the damage goes to zero to then, like, weapon attack, throw it back.
Basically, yeah.
I would assume it'll just go as far as he, from where he kicked. Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, like, you have possession of the ball. I mean, like, your buddies here are pretty far away, if you're being honest.
Deflect missile, out of the net, though,
deflect missile would have a 60-foot
I have
max.
A question.
Yeah.
He's the goalie.
Mm-hmm.
He can hold the ball.
Yeah, if you want.
His movement shouldn't be halved if he's holding it, right?
Yeah, but I can't run out of the goalie box.
Yeah, but you can. Yeah, you can.
Well, I you want me to run to the other goalie holding this ball and then throw it in there?
No. Do your movement and then do the front flip throw.
Yeah,
to get distance on it.
Yeah, if you want your little bicycle kick, you can.
All right.
Yeah. So I'll say you use your movement to kind of run. Because
that's
30
how
feet
you're
going to
get the ball 40 furthest 40 away
feet, yeah.
from the net.
You run forward past these wet quicklings and you do a little bicycle. Give me an acrobatics check.
Dirty 20.
Okay. Woo-hoo! I will let you huck that ball to any of your teammates.
Hey, who's the furthest upfield?
Glebnor.
It's going right to my son.
I have a question. You since I'm forward, am I allowed to go backward into the...
You
like,
can.
I have to stay on that side of the...
No, you can move that far back.
I know, soccer.
I'm going offside. No,
the idea is that you don't want all your forwards going back so that you leave a couple and then the midfield kind of fills in the gap.
Okay.
Sweet.
Soccer strategy.
Yeah, love it. Only person
don't understand it.
Sport.
So I don't even look at my son. I just like, I know he's there. He's getting it. He's ready. And I just...
Yeah, you
front flip, toss this thing.
Run forward, and you can see that because three of the quicklings kind of push forward, they only have one defender now on their line of the field, and Glebnor, ball soars through the air and lands right at your Pele foot. okay, that was, actually, Toluga, that was your turn. Okay, so then it'll be Theo's turn. Behind you toward the net, there's three of these strikers that are all kind of just like fighting with each other right in front of Toluca, sort of. You can see Glebnor is a little bit ahead of you. He's got the ball. What would you like to do?
How far is Arndir from me?
He's like across the way with Petch, so I mean, like, not even that far. Let's see. Like, I kind of spread you guys out a little bit weird. He's about like 30 feet from you.
Do I have my rope?
Sure. Maybe. What are you gonna do with your rope there, Bleebly?
I want to... throw one side to Arndir and just say, let's go this way. And then as we're running towards Toluga, trip the
three. You want to clothesline my quicklings?
just take them out at the knees.
Okay. Sleight of hand check to see if the ref doesn't notice.
It's an 11.
Okay. You can see that as you're like unspooling rope, the ref's like blowing the whistle like, hey now, all right, calm down. You can see it's like a little orcish ref.
Yeah.
No outside equipment there, friend. I'm sorry, but that rope is not going to be legal.
You got our guys in a box.
Well, they were roughhousing the other team, all right? I don't want your lip, okay, bud?
They were roughhousing us and they missed. So you're not putting them in a box.
Listen, I'm sick. This guy's arguing with me. A yellow card.
Hey, don't talk to my god like that.
I'll give you a red card, mister, if you don't get on the field and play good, honest to god soccer.
I'm going to grab his whistle and cast.
He's going to tarnish it.
Distort value. So now it just looks like an old ratty, just disgusting
what
whistle.
What the heck? He goes to blow the whistle. It doesn't work anymore. This is faulty. This has nothing to do. Okay, I'm going to get a new whistle. I'm coming back for you, bud. You keep on messing with me, I'll throw you right out of this game.
You wouldn't dare.
I would dare. I'm the referee here, bud.
God, he's already got a yellow card. That's not good.
Okay. Real quick, can I get some perception checks?
From everyone or?
Everybody, yeah, sure.
17.
19.
Nat 1.
17.
The 17s, you notice the French love this.
The referee is so stupid! Get them, bleh, bleh!
As they yell in the crowd. Oh my god. Glebnor, that is your turn. You guys don't like my French guys?
Oh, I love them.
Oh, we have those guys on our side.
I'd like to lobby for a free action to create a beret.
Yeah, sure. Pele with a little beret.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to
collect your thoughts.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to do that. All right. I don't want to go too far because then that puts me out of range of everybody.
Okay. You get the ball, so you can move half your movement unless you want to dash. That'll get you 50.
So I'll bonus action dash and go the 50.
Okay.
And then as my action, I'm going to use message.
Okay. Who are you messaging?
How far is the opposing goalie?
The goalie is 110 feet away.
Oh, right in range. And just inside his head, I'm so stupid. I'm a bad goalie. I can't possibly stop the ball. I let one in already. I'm letting the whole team down. My inner monologue sounds like a goo man.
Deception check?
21.
I think what you see is this little Quicklin goalie looks down despondent. Make a real quick perception check. Very low DC.
15.
My father was right. I'm a terrible goalie. I should have been an accountant, like he said. I could type so fast.
I will give him disadvantage on his dexterity saving throw when it comes time for you to make your shot. Okay. That is Petch's turn. He sees the one defender that looks like he's about to go for Glebnor. You fuck a wish. He runs.
Get him,
Petch. Let me just do a quick check for Petch here. You see... Petch sees that the ref is yelling at Theo and like getting distracted. He runs and just shoulder checks this Quicklin mad hard. Eat the fucking dirt, dude. You're done. You are done. Not today, my friend. That is Arendir's turn.
How far away was Petch when he did that?
Petch, from you... Let me check on my little dumb map here. Petch is 35 feet from you. Glebnor is 55 feet away.
All right. Well, since no one's down there yet, so I'm just going full dash.
Awesome.
Up to where Glebnor is.
Yeah, you zip up and you kind of get on the opposite side of Glebnor on the field. Basically, you two now are charging the goalie while their one remaining defender is just getting roughhoused by Petch. okay, that is the Quicklings. The one in the water has his movement halved as he gets up. He's like tripping all over himself, trying to zoom back into defense.
Crazy downpour happened out of nowhere. You all right?
This little guy just gives you the finger.
Wow, rude.
Damn, you got so far, Glebnor. One of the Quicklings is zipping right after you, but he's just out of range. You can see that as you're running, there's a Quickling that is like full dashing right behind you. He's zooming up on you, but you're just a little bit faster.
Just like bouncing the ball on my knees, giving him the fingers.
And the other one is going to zoom back. And again, with only 120 feet, that he gets about the halfway point on the field. That is a Quickling, because they're just flying back, trying to get to where Glebnor is about to zoom in on the goalie. That is Tuluga's turn.
How far is the opposing net?
Opposing net from you is 330 feet.
Well, I have a funny idea. I have two.
Okay.
One of them is I have Scorching Ray, which has a range of 120.
Okay.
So as a goalie, I technically could score.
With the Scorching Rays?
I could Scorching Ray the ball.
You want to fire three Scorching Rays at the ball to shoot it, like to push it toward the net? That's really dumb. Okay.
The other dumb idea is I have Flaming Sphere. And what I would like to do is I would hold action that if they're about to kick the ball, I put the Flaming Sphere in front, or I guess behind the ball, so they kick the Flaming Sphere.
Instead.
So dumb.
Okay. You hold action on a Flaming Sphere in case they come to your side of the field with the ball. You guys look back and Toluca has this crazed look in his eyes, little like flames in his pupils as he's getting his spell ready. Totally insane. Theo, that's your turn. You're like still in the middle of fighting with the ref.
Do I see the crazy look in his eye?
100%.
Okay, and he's almost scoring. He's down there.
Yeah,
I'm kind of far.
A little bit farther. You can see that Toluga and R&D they're definitely past the halfway point, but they are charging the net now.
Glebnor,
sorry.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to keep distracting the ref.
Okay.
I'm just going to, say, look over there, and then I'm going to kick in the dirt to make a little divot and then be like, what is this? This is horrible grounds.
Give me a deception check.
It's a 12.
Now you're freaking ruining my... I can see a cleat mark right in there, but I know that was you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, yeah.
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't do that.
That's another yellow card.
Okay. Rolls another one down.
Bleams, you gotta settle down. You're gonna get kicked out.
Take the yellow card and throw it.
Oh, come on! That's not fair!
I guess make like a sleight of hand check.
25.
Ha ha ha! Yes, no respect for the referee!
roll a d12.
It's 11.
11 Frenchmen chomping on baguettes have just become followers of Bleed League. You can add 11 to your count.
We love him! He is scutting the rules!
1341.
All right.
Just for your reference, Ryan.
Yeah.
Two yellow cards equate to a red card.
Oh, okay. So it equals a red card, or if he gets one more, it's a red card, or this becomes one.
Well, I'm assuming you didn't know the rule
for
a red card.
So maybe it was just three strikes in your own.
No, it's two. It's
yeah, but he threw it down and I threw it away, system. So it's gone now. I only have one yellow card.
It's only the one right now.
Once I find another yellow card, you're out of here, bud, all
right? Yeah, I'm only seeing one right now, so.
All right, I know there was another one.
Looks around confused. Klebnor, that is your turn as you charge the net with, see, Arndir is trying to keep up with you as he's running on the opposite side.
Arndir, slow him down.
You got him, my champion.
Bonus action dash for the 50.
Okay.
What does that put me at, 70?
Let me see.
From the net?
Feet. Yeah, 50 feet away from the goalie.
Can I use my regular movement and still make an attack?
Yeah.
Half speed, though.
Yeah, because you bonus action dash, which got you 50.
Within 50.
And then you can use the rest of your movement, which is 50, to get you up to the net.
Yeah, so it would be 25.
25.
Which puts me in striking distance.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you go another 25 feet toward the net. And let me just double. Yeah, you're within striking distance. Go ahead.
For something.
Yeah, sure, what you get?
If I attack the ball and booming blade it.
Okay.
Oh, he's already at disadvantage because I got in his head.
Yeah.
I'll save it. But if I do that,
sure.
Can I be like, boom, when the ball comes in?
Definitely. All right, make your attack roll.
It's like we're playing Shaolin soccer.
12.
Okay, 12 will hit the ball.
Ooh. 20 damage.
Okay, so as you're charging toward this quickling, with like he can see like Excel spreadsheets in his eyes. He's picturing a different life he could have had. He got a 9. He completely doesn't even notice as you zoom past him, getting another goal.
Goal!
That's my son!
Okay, that's enough.
You see, Petch is looking down at the quickling on the ground. He crouches down. I brought a ringer, you dumb fuck. You're gonna lose. You're gonna lose. You're in my mind palace now, Essay. You're donezo. I'm gonna win today. I never win in my dreams. Today's the big day. One more goal, baby. One more goal, and it's over. It's fucking over.
You can see Petch is getting really, really intense.
Petch gets so intense.
Yeah, it's my favorite game in the whole world, Andy. And we're going to do this together, you and me. You and me, baby. We got this. These chumps have no idea what is coming. Okay. We're going to reset back to the middle of the field here.
The ref is going to set everything up in the middle, can I sleight of hand try and get rid of the other yellow card?
Okay, I'm going to make it a high. It's a DC 20 sleight of hand check.
It's a 20.
Nice. He's back in the game.
There you go.
Hold on a second. I know me and you have been having words. Where'd my cards go?
You got to keep track of those. I don't keep track of those.
Yeah, he's not the ref.
That's your job, not ours.
Wow. Wow. Everyone's turning on the ref. Classic stuff here.
I want to get in his face.
Oh, hey, buddy.
And I'm just going to pull a pamphlet out and hold it in his face.
Hey, that's not a card I know about. Get out of here, buddy. Come on.
Try reading it, buddy.
I'm not going to read it. You stupid. Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen.
I'm going to slide a hand, put pocket it.
Okay, go ahead, slide a hand.
15.
Listen, get out of my face, Pele. I'm sick of your crap. You think, you know, you're doing real hot over there on their team, but your teammate over here, he's a real piece of work.
Yeah, he is a real piece of work. The work of God. Read the pamphlet.
I ain't reading your freaking pamphlet, stupid. All right, everybody back to the center. All right, freaking stupid. I don't get paid enough for this.
One round of perception checks real quick from everybody.
It's a good thing we talked before because I really want to kill that ref.
17.
25.
14.
8.
The French guys are now fully shirtless and they have painted Bleedley's face on their bodies.
You have made a fool of the referee! I could never respect a man more! A baguette for everyone!
Okay, that is start of the round. Petch is going to post up, and he's like, I'm going to trip one of you stupid assholes, man. You get by me? You don't even know. I'm going to put my leg up your fucking ass. He's out of his mind with competitive energy.
What's Petch's speed?
It's just 30.
Okay.
Arnder, that is your turn. You can see once again, the quicklings have lined up. Their three strikers are now getting ready to charge you guys. About like 10 or 15 feet away from you.
Could I want to lobby for something.
Sure.
Can I like put myself in like their path where it's like if they go to pass or like move
yeah.
by me, I try and Sentinel Sword react to it to try and steal it.
Does Reggie get turns?
Reggie's not really a part of this. He's just been yelling at the opposing
coach. He's not a part
coach.
Of it at all?
No, he's not hasting anybody. I know what you fucking maniacs are getting
You don't
at.
Know who I want him to haste.
Nah. Do you want him to haste Petch?
Yep.
I will have Reggie make a deception check.
This could get Reggie red carded, though.
He's the coach, and he hasn't done shit. Who cares?
And he doesn't have any yellow cards right now.
But Reggie, that doesn't mean he's out of red.
Rolled a 2 on the die.
Oh, God.
For a 9 total. You can see that he very quickly, he cast haste on Petch as the ref turns around.
Listen, there's no magic casting, all right? There's already weird weather situations here. I'm not having none of that. You're out of here, bud.
And you can see the ref is grabs Reggie by like his legs and is dragging him off the field.
I did it for you, Petch. Don't worry. You're going to be the hero.
You can see Reggie's being dragged away from the pitch. But yeah, you guys look over and Petch is filled with this swirling energy. It's my day. I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it.
He's jogging in place, getting ready to charge. Okay. Arendir, you wanted to get basically hold your action for one of these guys kind of zoom by.
Yeah.
You. All right. So they're going to do that on this turn. Go ahead and make an attack roll. You will be making it with disadvantage because they do have that blurry motion thing going on.
28.
28?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can see as this guy zooms past you,
weapon mastery.
he's trying to dribble the ball. And you, how do you like block him and steal the ball, basically?
Oh, I'm going to slide tackle him.
Hell yeah.
Get that ball out of there.
As he runs by you, you just take him out at the knees. And you can hear the sound of, like, bone cracking. He's like, oh! So he just hits the dirt. Ball goes loose. The other quicklings are going to zip by. One of them is going to grab it. That one is going to have to go by Petch.
He's all hopped up.
Yeah. Petch is wicked hopped up.
But you can bleepberry all goddamn day.
he's really good. He's going to make 2 attacks because he's now hasted. Patch gets 20. A nat 20.
Hell yeah, let's go.
I will say with a nat 20, he steals the ball from this dude.
Yes.
He's
like,
it's my time.
Get on, Patch! Go!
Patch has the ball. The other two quicklings are going to zoom back into defense mode because they see that there is a little Earth Genasi that has such an insane look on his face. Toluga, that is your turn.
How far away are the two defenders from
me? From you? Pretty far, Forge. They are 255 feet away.
I'm going to use a key point.
Okay.
To step of the wind, so I move 80.
Okay. Toluga abandons the goal. Zips forward, charging toward the center.
How
of
far
the...
away? That puts me at 170 away from the defenders?
Yep. Damn. I will say you were also holding on to that flaming sphere. So if you want to use your movement, I'll let you basically run your movement forward and then release that spell if you want to use the flaming sphere.
Well, did you dash?
That was Step of the Wind.
Oh.
And the action would be to dash.
Oh, you don't want to do that. Yeah.
So if I move, that'll put me at 130.
Yeah, if you move up another 40, you will be...
If only I had 10 more.
Yeah, you're like... You just fully charge forward, abandoning the net, and you're trying to focus on your ball of fire. You can put it basically right in front of one of these quicklings, but it won't be right on him.
Well, what I want to do is I want to Scorching Ray them. But Scorching Ray has the range of 120.
I want to burn them.
Pretty much, I want to like shoot each one of their knees.
Yeah, you're just out of range, unfortunately, for that.
Busted kneecaps.
I'm gonna move the rest of my... I'm going to action... dash.
Okay.
And move, I guess, another 80?
Yep. Right?
I'm just going to go right up in there.
Okay, you just get up in the
I'm
going
to go right next to Petch.
Yeah.
Right up in there. And I can't hold an action because I used it.
Yeah, so
I'm just there.
Yeah, the Quicklings are like, what the fuck? Is like, basically, Toluga has abandoned the net, and you guys are all charging their defense now. Anything else?
That's all I got. All
right, yeah.
I use bonus action, action.
Sick. Okay.
But I do have 15 foot of range, so.
Oh, that's true. Yep. Because you have your big inky arms out. Mm-hmm. Theo, that is your turn.
Question. The earth elementals that they're, mm-hmm. right, how fast can they move?
Like 30 feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's nothing special. What kind of moves do they have? What's their abilities?
Mold earth.
Yeah, earth stuff.
Yeah, but I need to know, like, the range of these things before I do what I'm thinking.
I don't think they have any, like...
Fix truck.
Throw rock. Rock slide?
I wasn't expecting to use these guys. Let me just drag an earth elemental onto the field real quick. See what they can do. Let's see. The earth elementals. They just have a slam attack.
Just a slam
attack. Actually, they do have a thing called earth glide. They can burrow through non-magical unworked earth and stone. So yeah, they could like dive into the ground. They have a movement speed of... They have about 30-foot burrowing speed.
Yeah, but they'd be too far away.
Yeah, they're at like the halfway point of the field.
When we come back.
Because I have proficiency in thieves' tools. I was going to try and unlock them. how far am I away from the quicklings?
The two quicklings that basically like got the ball stolen from them... they are about 50 and 60 feet away from you. Actually, no, sorry, 40 and 50.
Okay. Is Reggie keeping the ref busy by kicking and screaming?
Yeah, he's like...
That was going to be my question.
He's flipping out. He's holding concentration on the haste, but he's completely distracted the referee.
So I want to lobby for something.
Okay.
Do I have my bracer with my animated shield?
Yeah.
Okay, can I run or dash if I have to and then, like, throw the shield in a way where it goes under one of the quicklings and trips them?
Oh, yeah, like, use it like a little floaty weapon?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's call this, like, a... Yeah, make it like an attack roll.
It's a nat 20 for a 31?
Oh, my God.
I think what happens is... You run.
He cuts
up.
His leg off.
Well, you whip this floating shield underneath the feet of this quickling as he's trying to get up. And then as he gets up, the shield floats up with him. And he's now dangling by the shield in the middle of the air. he's floating around, getting whipped around. He basically is like has his foot like caught in the floating shield. You can see the Frenchmen are like,
ho, ho, ho! Incredible! Sacré bleu! What a genius!
As they are just floored by your expert. Your chicanery. Expert trickery. Yeah, chicanery. Thank you. Fantastic. Yeah, I'm going to say you basically take one of the quicklings off the field as it's now it's stuck on a stupid floating shield, zipping around in the middle of the arena. Perfect. Glebnor, that is your turn. It's Glebnor, Petch, then Arendir. So if you guys won, you guys can kind of coordinate together on your turns.
Okay. Petch is now faster than me if he dashes.
Yeah.
Yep.
He can go a buck 20. So.
But he can't take an action.
That's fine. The net's too far away, as is.
Yeah.
So I'm going to... Petch, this is your time to shine.
Thank you, baby.
I got you.
Glebnor, you're the man. Let's do this.
I'm going to dash 50. Bonus action, dash 50.
Okay.
And then I'm going to hold my action until Petch passes me. And when he passes me, I'm going to dump my BBs.
Okay. Like behind. So basically, once he goes by, there's now BBs all over the field?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So you get run forward, you zoom by, it's like it's a little kerfuffle in the middle as these two strikers are still trying to figure out how they lost the ball. One of them's floating on his shield. you and Petch are kind of like running in like perfect lockstep movement. Petch is like, I've always dreamed about this day as he's zooming with you. Right as Petch runs by you and these quicklings turn to see that. That Petch has the ball and is going right by them. You drop a bunch of BBs on the ground. Make a stealth or sleight of hand check.
19, sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Listen here, little guy. I'm sick of your whole team.
They're just spilling out of the bottom of me. My feet.
And because you're in Pele mode, it looks like a little gooey Pele is just shitting all over the field. A bunch of BBs sort of pour all over the ground. Petch has the ball.
That fucking dog with the marbles that we've all seen.
Oh. yeah, Petch is fully charging the net. There's two defenders getting ready to kind of maybe stop him, but this is looking crazy. That was Petch's turn, basically using a full action of dashing. Actually, how many feet? What is
120? Because he gets 30, but it's doubled because he's hasted. And if he dashes, it's 120.
Okay, perfect. That's what I thought. Excellent. Damn. Okay, and then Arendir, that'll be your turn. Right after them.
Yeah. How far away are the quicklings from me?
The two striker quicklings are like right near you. The defender quicklings are a little bit further. Let me just check real quick. They are about 100 feet.
Jesus.
Yeah, soccer is a really big field.
Soccer. Yeah. How do they run so much?
I don't know.
They're 100. I'm going to full dash, so okay. 70 sure. feet. And then I'm going to cast Thaumaturgy again on one of them.
Sure.
Or actually, yeah, it has to be one of them, right?
Yeah, I think
you can't upcast a...
Thaumaturgy is a cantrip.
Yeah,
it's within range. I can create. It's not like casted like on a singular person.
No.
So I'm going to... How is the stadium lit up? Is it with like actual like lights
stadium
or
lighting?
Like flames?
Or... I think there's like little floating like globules of fire kind of around the arena.
Perfect. I'm going to cause the flames to flicker bright and dim or change color for 1 minute. So I'm going to brighten them.
Okay.
Kind of blind them.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You can see that the two defenders are looking at Petch.
Put on your goggles, everyone.
Petch slaps his goggles on as Petch,
grab your goggles!
Petch and Glebnor are like charging the net. These two defenders are looking, and as they're like looking down the field,
it's coming from behind us.
So. Yeah, it's from behind you. There is this burst of flame as they kind of have to cover their eyes. What is the saving throw for your spells?
How would I find that out?
It's right there. It's 12.
At 12.
Gotcha. I'm gonna make two con saving throws, see if they get blinded. So one of the quicklings puts his hand up to kind of block all this light. The other one is fully blinded. His corneas are like steaming. he was getting ready to block Petch, and now he can't see jack shit. The light is completely blinding him.
What an idiot.
Should right. have brought his goggles.
Go, Petch!
Okay.
We believe in you, Petch!
So one of these quicklings is going to zip over. The one that didn't get blinded is going to try to slide tackle Petch. You see one of these quicklings zips over, goes to, and like basically slides in front of Petch and steals the ball. Petch is like, "Yo, fuck you, man. Give me that ball back." He looks furious. And then he's going to try to zip away from Petch with the ball, but Petch is going to use his opportunity attack to try to like steal the ball back, basically.
Oh, nat 20. The boy's on fire.
See, Petch is like, "Not on your fucking life." What's that thing when you like you're walking in the hallway in high school and someone just steps on the back of your shoe?
Flat tire.
He flat tires this dude's cleat right off as he steals the ball
he's
back.
Bullying them.
Yeah, he's bullying them. There's one quickling. Basically, one is zipping around on a shield and can't do jack shit. One is blind, just trying to like rub his eyes. One more is going to go for Petch, and I'll make another little attack on Petch as he now. Petch is kind of like juggling the ball, fighting these guys off. Yeah, totally misses. Petch is just like, "It's my day!" Tosses out of the way with the ball. Tuluga, that is your turn.
How far is Petch away from me?
Petch is 75 feet from you.
Okay. How far is he away from the goal? Goalie.
And Petch is 80 feet from the goalie.
I'm going to use Step of the Wind again. I'm going to go the full 80.
Okay.
I'm going to look at Petch. I'm like, "Petch, you got this, baby. I believe in you." And then I'm going to move, I guess, the rest of my movement, and I'm going to lock eyes with this goalie. And I'm going to hold action to cast Command at level 2 to pick him and any other defender that comes close to Petch to fall, like just fall from
drop, whatever,
flop. No, not flop. Because if they flop, then the ref gets involved.
Okay,
just want them to like fall.
Unbelievable. Okay.
It has a 60-foot range.
Perfect. Theo, that is your turn. See, the French are like, "The bad boy of soccer. It is Theo's turn."
Where's the closest thing?
So there is the closest quickling to you. There's like 70 and 75 feet away are the two quicklings that are kind of like we're trying to steal the ball from Petch. 40 feet away from you is the one that is stuck to your shield. They can't get his foot free.
I don't need to worry about him right now. One of the ones that try to steal the ball from Petch.
Give him a wet willy.
I don't think I can make it to them. I'd be 10 feet short.
For my fighters, you guys also have Action Surge, if you want to use that to dash. This is a heads up.
Well, no, with a dash, I'd
only get 60. Oh, gotcha.
But if you Action Surge, then you could do regular movement?
No, it doesn't give me Action Surge, doesn't give me movement, just extra...
attacks?
Extra, yeah, attacks or those actions. Can I dash use Action Surge and basically... So in my water skin is
Ichor.
Is Ichor. Can I squirt Ichor onto one of the
to try and slow it?
Yeah, go ahead. Make an attack roll on the one that Petch stole the ball from.
Natural 19 for a 30.
Okay,
get slowed.
Let's see.
Get icked up.
Yeah, this defender, as he turns to kind of try to, he sees Petch running by him with the ball that he stole back. He gets covered in black ichor. There's just like this weird demon blood all over his body. He's like slips. I'm gonna say he's knocked prone as he falls on the ground trying to get up. It's like chaos in the middle. Make a sleight of hand or stealth check since, you know, it's so illegal.
18.
Nice.
Yeah, the ref is still in the middle of trying to, like, chastise Reggie.
I saw you casting some kind of freaking spell.
And you look back and the Frenchmen are like, ha-ha, he's covered him in the black goo.
You have been good. Oh.
Glebnor, it's you and Petch. You are... just for
yeah, what's my distances and where's Petch? Because he zoomed past me.
Yeah, Petch is about 20, like a lot. Petch is like 30 feet away from you, and the goalie is 105.
Fuck!
What if you help action him?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. You want to give him the help action?
Yeah.
Awesome.
If I get to Petch, can I fastball special him?
100%. Give me an athletics check. If you want to go into a rage, I'll let you do it with advantage.
26.
How do you envision this fastball special going?
Because I'm behind Petch.
Yep.
So I run up behind him, grab him around the waist, do a front flip, and whip him.
Okay.
Forward.
All right, let me do something real quick. Because he has to take the ball with him, basically, without holding it. So I'm going to see if Petch can juggle it in the air while he's careening toward the goal. With a 21.
Nice.
So
this is Petch's day.
You zoom up with Petch, who Petch is also like, he's moving super fast too. So as he's getting ready to charge the goal, you come up behind him, do a full flip with him. You guys look as soaring through the air, Petch is doing like juggling soccer maneuvers.
Like Liu Kang bicycle kicking it?
Yeah. And he, with all of that, and definitely with his hasted movement, I'm going to give Petch his attack. So basically be what this goalie has to be.
Well, I command him to fall.
Okay, what's the save on that?
DC 15 wisdom.
Okay.
And I guess whatever other defender is within 60 feet of me.
That's a 5 on the wisdom save.
He falls.
So
unattended goal.
As Petch is... in the air, getting ready to basically do a second bicycle kick since he's been bicycle kicked toward the goal. This quickling looks at you, Toluga, drops to the ground. Petch got a 22 on the shot. As Petch, the hero of the day, scores the final goal.
Golazo! This is the best day of my entire life!
You guys hoist Petch on your shoulders. Quicklings are all fully weeping.
Okay, French Gatorade on Reggie.
Yeah, we grab it. Wait, watch out for his servo.
What are the French doing?
Ha ha ha! A short victory for Bleeb and his boys!
They are like spraying sand pell all over each other and eating cheese. That went about exactly how I thought it would go. Reggie's covered in Gatorade. The boys are celebrating. And as this giant magical moment comes to a close, you find yourselves all sitting in Petch's apartment.
I can't believe you guys saved me! And we won FIFA!
We won FIFA, Petch!
You won FIFA, Petch!
But you won it.
I won FIFA.
You won FIFA. Great job, Petch.
A single tear falls down Petch's cheek. I want you to go ahead and add one more follower. Petch is already a follower, but now he's like a super believer, and his belief counts for two. Thank you all for joining us for this very special and very stupid edition of FIFA. We will catch you next week. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.